And when you eat, exercise. Talk back to me. All of us make Jenny Craig rich, and we ain't getting nothing off of it. But watch this here. He come to himself. He recognizes, I don't have to do this here. He comes himself. Second part of this repentance is, watch this. It's this in verse 18. A humble brokenness and a deep sense of unworthiness before God. Look at what he said. I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. He said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Now, can I say this? Lostness is not something that we can make excuses for. All of us are guilty. According to Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, all of us are rebels. Isaiah 53 verse 6 said, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. All of us have one time or another left our sense or our being of security. All of us have left what was good to us. We thought the grass was greener on the other side. You come to find out that's artificial turf. Everything that shine, it ain't gold. And so here he said, now I'm no longer worthy. I had it, I rejected it. I wanted my own thing. Listen. How many young folks I have here that's still at home? How many young people still at home? Listen. Stay home. Be a full-time student all your life. I don't care what you call it. Because when you get on your own, it ain't as easy as it look. I wish I had some help up in there. You got bills, and mobiles. This young man had it all, and he rejected it. He said, I want my own. I give me what's mine. I'm out of here. I'm gone. And everything, listen, you talking about, I can't wait till I get grown? Trust me, your mom and daddy can't wait till you get grown either. As a matter of fact, they wish they can increase your age. Here it is. Lost. We all have known our father's will and we rejected it. So repentance is a deep sense of how horribly offensive this is to God. And that we have no rights before him at all. My wife, she has a cousin. She has a cousin. Didn't want to hear nothing about the law. All of us got them kind of relatives, don't we? Don't hear nothing about the Lord at all. Every time he come around, she would mention the Lord. Get on, I don't hear nothing about no church. Don't tell me nothing about no Jesus. I don't want nothing about it. Don't hear nothing about it at all. So now they going to the family reunion. And they on the airplane. Still on the runway. They sitting next to each other. See, the best time to talk about Jesus is on the plane. Once they close the doors, talk about Jesus. I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. The plane gets up. Takes off. She's still talking about Jesus. All of a sudden, Brother Matthew hit one of them turbulence. And he said, oh, Jesus. She said, what'd you say? Because at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow. And every tongue is gonna confess. See, true repentance is just like knowing that you about to die and don't have a chance to call on anybody but the Almighty God. And that's why it's very important to develop a relationship with the Lord Jesus the Christ. He said, I have sinned. I messed up. Now listen, can I just help somebody right quick? If somebody messes up and they apologize for messing up and they said, please forgive me, I messed up, I done wrong, and they apologize, will you quit bringing up what they did? I remember what you did. I'm so glad that I can go to Jesus. He forgave me. He put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Won't let it rise before me. And then the Lord had to put no fishing because y'all will go fishing and bring it back up again. He comes to himself. A hum of brokenness and a deep sense of unworthiness. But the third and last part of repentance is, watch this, back in verse 17, we cast ourselves on God's free, merciful, bountiful provision of grace. In other words, verse 17, we cast ourselves on God's grace. It's free, it's merciful, and it's bountiful. Look at what he said. How many of my father's hired men have enough bread to eat, and I'm dying with hunger? He says to himself, self say, yes, get up. Go to your father's house. Now notice something very carefully in the text. Don't miss this. Don't miss this here. At this point, many, many people make a terrible mistake in the way they try to come home to God. In a way they try to come home. Watch this here. Here's what I'm saying. The lost son is willing to come home as a servant rather than a son. Y'all just missed it. You missed. Don't go to sleep. He didn't come back home thinking he gonna have the same position that he did, that he had before he left home. Y'all didn't catch that point. You the one quit. You left. Well, before I left, I was the supervisor. You ain't supervising now. Because you left. Look at it. He leaves. Give me. He comes home. Make me. Look at the text. He tells his daddy, give me what's mine. He comes back home. He says, make me. Listen, he's willing to come home as a servant rather than a son. Now, does that mean he wants to relate to God as a hired hand who earns things from God and thus turns the general father into a wage-paying employer? No, I don't think so at all. Is that what God wants? That here it is, what my son is saying. Look how rich and genuine my father is. Look, he got everything. Even the servants eat well. You might even say that the crumb that falls from the table will satisfy me more than the slop that I feed the pig. Listen to Pastor G. Watch this. The focus is not on the service that he can supply to the father, which the father then would be obligated to compensate. No. The focus is on the incredible bounty and generosity that he has so foolishly traded for fleeting for the pleasures of life and the pleasures of sin. Listen, repentance is believing that God is so great and so good that the smallest enjoyment of his house are better than a thousand worlds without him. With that changed heart, the boy now goes home. After having, many people think you crazy if you're talking to yourself. But I must admit, Michael Griffin must admit, I'm sorry, I may not have gotten to where you all are. I'm on my way. But I must admit, that sometimes talking to myself makes more sense than me telling myself what to do. How many of y'all ever talk to yourself? Now, it's one thing to talk to yourself, but do you listen to yourself? Because if you listen to self, self will tell you, now you know you don't want to do that. And you ain't thinking about what self is saying. Many of us right now would not be broke if we'd have listened to self. Many of us would not be in bad relationship if we only listen to ourselves. So it's all right. Try it. Try it tonight. Just have a conversation with yourself. Just go, when you go on night, say, self. Self gonna say, what you want? Talk to you. Have a conversation with yourself. And watch and see you say, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I just listen to myself? The boy listened. Because you got to remember, when he left home, he didn't listen to nobody. No doubt daddy wanted him to stay around the house, learn a little more thing. Before he went out there, he didn't want to listen to that. And how many of us have ever been in trouble because we would not listen to the wisdom of those who have gone on before us? My grandmama used to have this saying, boy, you can't outslick a can of oil. Grandma said, I done forgotten more than you ever will remember. All you have to do is just listen. Try. So when the boy listened to himself, he said, it's time to go home. Well, listen, thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Jimmy, for the invitation. Thank you, New Life Fellowship, for receiving us so warmly. Thank you, DP, for being so kind, so supportive to accompany your pastor. Thank you, friends, well wishers. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Miss Dom. Thanks to the two little Doms. Thank all of the preachers, deacons, and officers that are here today. Thank you for listening to the little fella from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I wish that I could hang around a little longer and share some things with you. But self is telling me it's time for you to get out of here now. Self is telling me that the time has come that I must now benedict this divinely inspired hermeneutic and homiletical sermonic presentation. In other words, I gotta close. But the Bible says in verse 20 that the son got up, came to his father. Notice, if you will, that when he came, got up, he was hesitant about going home to his father. But the Bible says that as he was walking, the Bible said that as he was a long way off, the father looks out in the distance and he sees somebody that looks like his son. He sees someone that walks like his son. He sees someone that has the character and the physical physique of his son. And the Bible says in verse 20 that his father saw him. Can I throw this in right quick? God is not so busy with other things that he's not concerned about his alienated children. God got all of his affairs in order and well taken care of, which makes him free to be concerned about all of his children. Before anyone else sees us as who we are, God already knows what we look like. And now, the Bible says that when he saw him a long way off, the Bible says that he felt compassion for him. Watch this here. Here the daddy is. We really don't know how old he is, but the Bible says that his daddy ran to his son. And not only did he run to him, but the Bible said he embraced him and then he kissed him. Can you imagine what it must have felt like? Because we really don't know how long it was before the boy came home. Is it all right tonight, New Fellowship? Is it all right, Divine Providence, if I close this message the way that I feel right now? And is it all right if I can just go on and express myself the way that I feel? Let me do this, you all. Help me to use what I call my Holy Ghost imagination. And what I want to say is that this father might have been sitting there praying that his son would come home. Oh, Lord. And can you imagine, if you will, that he was sitting there praying and look, there's a knock on the door. He opens the door and says, who is it? And the man said, my name is Grace. I'm coming now to bring your son home. Can I get a witness here? He said to Grace, he's out there, and I don't know where he is. Grace said, I got a good reputation. It was Grace that brought him thus far, and Grace will lead him home. He went out there looking for the boy, but he still couldn't find the son. Few days later, here come Mercy knocking on the door. Mercy said, I heard you say, Lord have mercy. And since you cry, Lord have mercy, I'm going and go get your son. Mercy takes off and he stayed a few days and haven't heard anything. After a while, here come another knock on the door. He opens the door and says, who is it? And the voice says, my name is Jesus, and I'm gonna go and bring your son home. Jesus went to the far country because he knew where he was. Brought the boy down the road. The farmer saw him, ran, hugged, and embraced and kissed him, and told the people, my son is. He said, Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, forgive me. I know I messed up, Daddy, but please make me one of your highest servants. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. I left here saying, give me, but now, Daddy, I need you to make me. Look at it, y'all. He humbled himself. Daddy said, bring me the best robe, the robe of sonship, not the robe of slaveship. Can I get a witness here? Bring me a ring to put on this finger that represents reign and authority. Can I get a witness? I'm glad to know that God is the only one that can restore us back to where we first belong. Yeah! But the last thing happened, he said, bring me the fattest calf. It's time to celebrate, because my son, who was once lost, is now home. I come by to tell somebody, it doesn't matter what you done in life, it doesn't matter how much you messed up, God will bring you back home. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? If I was at divine providence, I would say, say yes. Let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Oh, yeah. Won't he bring you home? Anybody were lost in sin, didn't Jesus come looking for you? Didn't Jesus found you? Thank you, Lord, for dying one Friday. Anybody know he died? He died on a hill called Calvary. They nailed his hands, they ribbed his feet, they hung him high, they dropped him deep. He died, I tell you. But wait a minute, that's not how the story ends. They took him off the cross, put him in Joseph's new tomb, and I heard the Bible said that they took a rock in front of that tomb, but what they didn't realize was that they had a rock in a rock, a rock behind a rock, a rock in front of a rock, a rock over a rock, a rock under a rock, a rock around a rock, a rock between a rock. They rocked in the Rock of Ages, but early Sunday morning, the rock that was in the rock stepped out of the rock, stepped on the rock, and said, all power is in the palm of my hand. Power to heal, power to save, power to give, power to forgive. Yeah! That's enough. That's enough. I'm through now. I'm about to get a divine providence spirit in new life. Let me leave you now. I'm through. The moral of the message is that when you talk to yourself, watch this. Don't miss your shout on this one. Don't miss your shout. Do you know what's really happening when you're talking to yourself? You know what's really happening? Y'all want to know? Y'all don't want to know. Do you really want to know what happened? You want to know what happened? When you're talking to yourself, when you're talking to yourself, you're really talking with Jesus. I dare you to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problem. Tell him. He knows everything, don't he? He know. And listen, you know everybody got these Bluetooth and everything now? Or you can talk in your car. And by yourself, people look at you, they think you crazy. Have you ever seen anybody fussing and there's nobody physical there to fuss with? Because they fussing on the Bluetooth and they crazy. But isn't it good to know that the Lord knows you're not crazy? Everybody standing to your feet. Everybody standing. I'm through. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. I don't know who I'm talking to today.